ויוחא אסורו מאה שונו ועשרים שונו ושבע שונים שני חיי אסור. אז רש"י מנזדר למדרש רבה לומו נשמחו מיסה סורו להקדס יצחו. רש"י זה פסוק בייס. נשמחו מיסה סורו להקדס יצחו לפי שעל די פסור עשה הקדו שנזדם את בנו לשחיתו וכמעט שלא נשחת פורחו נשמוסו ממנו. So Rashi brings down the medrash, and I think this is the way we brought up when as kids, that Lama Nismucha Parshas Chayesoro and Parshas Akeda Zitzchok, the Sotan came over to Soro and he told her, you know, I see they shechting Yitzchok and Porcho Nishmosa. About the Oilam that learn Chumash Ramban know that it's not such a posh to Mahalach this medrash, because in the end of the Akeda it says that Avram goes to Be'er Sheva. And then he goes. ויושב אברום אל נאורו ויקומו וילכו יחדיו אל באר שבע וישב אברום בבאר שבע. So אברום goes to באר שבע. And לפי רש"י בשעס דה הקדה, the מלך says I see the guy is dying, פורחו נשמוסו. So אברום has to go right away to the לוואי of Soro. And the Levi is in Hebron. The Ramban is b'chlal busy how Soro got to Hebron, what she's doing in Hebron. Well, that was Parshas Chayei Soro. Yeah, but it's the truth. Yeah, what she was doing in Hebron. It's a little shaykh. It's Baruch Hashem this year. No one could go, Baruch Hashem. But what is the pshat? So the Ramban is very busy that technically something it doesn't work out here. Avram, after the Akedah, goes to Be'er Sheva. Vayeshev Be'er Sheva. So on Rashi, he lived in Be'er Sheva. Soro went, this is what he has one mahalach, to take care of things in Hebron. And she died there. So Avram rushed from Be'er Sheva to Hebron. This is what Rashi said in the Pasuk Vayovay Avram. Looking, mi Be'er Sheva. This is the way the Ramban of the Torah Stam settles the psukim with pshat. The Ramban of Vayovay Avram, Rashi says, mi Be'er Sheva. So, the Akedah happens in one place. He goes to Be'er Sheva. Soro is dead already, right away. I mean, he had to go right away. This is the Ramban's kasha with pshat. The Ramban has different mahalchim out of mass with the pasuk. But we will go now with the Chazal that Lomo Nismecho Parshas Akedah Sitzchok L'chaye Soro. The Sotan came over and he told her, Porcho Nishmosa. So I saw a Gewaltig Gewalt from Moshe Sternbuch. Everyone is the Kasha, is famous, the Shem Yishmuel is Marich. Avram Avinu did the Akedah very happily. Not only he did the Akedah very happily, when he was asked not to do it, he said, please, let me, I want. He was so sad that he didn't manage. We spoke last week. Soro heard that he managed. Givaldik. Baruch Hashem. Givaldik. Kiddush Hashem, to die, to be a common to Hashem. This is the kasha, the all the mefoshim shtar. And the Shem Yishmuel brings down a lot of teiras, that every nisayon that Hashem brings to a person, Hashem gives him the koichas to stand in the nisayon. And while the nisayon of the Akedah never happened, Arei Yitzchok was never geshecht. So Hashem never asked Soro to stand in the nisayon of her son shecht. So b'meila she died. I'll explain what I mean to say. This is the Yisrael of the Shem Yishmuel. If Hashem gives you a test, you could pass the test. He gives you the strength to pass the test. If you have to wake up, He gives you the kerach to wake up. If He has to say no to someone, He gives you the kerach to say no. Hashem gives you the kerach to do everything that you have to do. Now, the Satan wanted to kill Soro, so he gave her fake news, and she died. This is what happened, Be'etzel. Now, a question is not why did Satan manage to kill her? Hashem told the Satan to kill. The question was why this kind of news kills Saul. A chosh of a person, if the Satan wants, he could give her a bullet. He could tell her, Chmeis, Avram died. He told her a message that was fake, that Yitzchok died, and this is the way he killed her. Yeah? Her time to die came, and she didn't. The question, what the Welt means to ask, why it was a killing point. What is bad? He had to kill her. He could have killed her, take away her neshama. He killed her with a surprise news, and he killed her. But the question is, what is the kind of surprise news that he's breaking to tell her, that she can't stop? No, my son died in Jerusalem. Dance. Avram was dancing. Sarah was bigger than Nevuah. Why she was not dancing? Why this is a way to kill Sarah when her time comes? Trying to explain, people don't say the question right, maybe you don't understand the question. Zog de Shemi Shmuel, even Avram Avinu, to have a koyach to shech the son, Hashem gives a koyach to be oimed in the Nisrael. Without the koyach, even Avram, וילמלא הקדוש ברוך הוא עזרו עזר דגמור אין קידושין אין היוכל לוי יצרי שלא דו מסגבר עליו בכל יום ואם אין הכלולי הקדוש ברוך הוא עזרו אין היוכל לוי so by Avram there was a Nisoyen he had the koichas by Sora that it's not a Nisoyen so she doesn't have a koich to hear such news so it's a killing news but he says on the revolt He says that it's brought down that the Magid, when he came to the Bessi Yosef, you know, the Bessi Yosef had a Chavrusa, a Magid that learned him every day. One of the things he told him, he has to learn Musar every day. But so the Magid told him, if you do all of this, you'll be Zeichem as Hashem to die in Kiddush Hashem. When he was about to die, he asked the Magid, you know, I did everything, I was not Zeichem. No one killed me. I was not Zeichem to die in Kiddush Hashem. So he told him, you managed to live all of your life in Kiddush Hashem, Hashem doesn't need you in Mesiyus Nefesh, to die in Kiddush Hashem. The highest madrega is to live in Kiddush Hashem. When Sarah realized that Yitzchak was shecht, Weiss says he didn't live in Kiddush Hashem. He had to die in Kiddush Hashem. So it was too hard for her to accept it. Another Zachi says, when she sees that Avram Avinu 140 years old, Hashem has to test him yet, she thought Avram is ready. But Hashem is not sure. But Avram is in a testing point. She was so disappointed. But I want to say, I saw today a vote. The Medrash brings down that the Satan ran back to Avram Avinu. And he told Avram Avinu, Avram, look, you lost because of the Akedah. You lost your wife. You lost your wife. Avram pushed him away. It's a gewaltig gewalt. The Satan tried to stop Avram, all of his mahalach to do Akedah. He spoke last week, he came with water, with mountains. What he could do, what it will cost to stop Avram Avinu to doing the Akedah. He didn't manage. Avram did the Akedah. You think the Satan gets quiet? You lost because of the Akedah. Be sorry that you did it. It's the Satan that comes later to spoil. A guy decides, Lama Zogni has a good roommate. Feels bad, the Olim are going somewhere they didn't invite him. Mama's not gishmak invited, yeah? He's not a part of the chevre, he doesn't have tech, etc., yeah? But you decide to invite him, it's not nice not to invite him. And you invite him. Mama's cost a lot to you to do it. The Shemai, the white malochim already dancing around you. Something's trying the whole afternoon to stop you to do it. He made your roommate not to be there, you can't get hold of him, but you know, you managed to do it. The guy said, no, you managed to do it. Until the Sultan gets quiet. Now, when you go up to Shabbos, he makes that guy to say a stupid word and you kill yourself. Why I did it? Why I did it? Why I did it? In your life, you could do so much mitzvahs. Mamish today, Mamish, I had it today in the morning. I was even late to Yeshua because of that. It was a mitzvah that I did with my Rebbetzin together. Mamish, with Mesuus Nefesh, a half a year we did this mitzvah together. Mesuus Nefesh cost us a lot. Today in the morning, we had a kind of aggravation of not appreciating from that person that we did a mitzvah to. And I was speaking together that, you know, this is the world. And then I was going away in the taxi to Yeshiva, and I saw this vault. I called my wife and said, I said, you have to stop, you have to hear this vault. The Sultan, if you do a mitzvah for half a year, and he doesn't manage, and you manage, he comes and makes you a little bit of aggravation. Why was Stam stupid we did this mitzvah? Stam, why we said yes? So all of the life is like that. You go to Luma the Chavrusa, you mamish, it's hard for you in this time. And you give up, you mask him to Luma with that guy. Then he comes up with a stupid idea, he disturbs you. Why I said yes? Person makes a parlor meeting in his house, same thing. He doesn't want all of his friends, mask him. Think the Sultan decides? Something makes it that someone comes, has a comma, someone, you know, something disappears from the house in the middle of the parlor meeting. There's different things that happen, yeah? And never again. This will be managed. Charote, you lose the whole mitzvah. So you think in your life sometimes you pass the Nisoyer. The Sultan comes in the end and kills it. Avraham Avinu passed the Akedah. The Sultan wants him to have chachote. The Sultan wants him to be sorry. He says, you lost for the Akedah. You see, you lost your wife. Maybe I had to do it different. Maybe I could have done it like this. Maybe I had to understand. Hey, l'chu in the end, he chapter Hashem never really told him to do it. It's only aleyu. If he's some shot him. Some people say, the Goyim says a different pshat. Midavon and Mayriv. V'asosotan milfoneinu ma'achoreinu. Milfoneinu, I understand. What is ma'achoreinu? What does Sotan could do? I really walked away. So the Goyim says a pshat that sometimes the Moshe guy doesn't come Friday to Yeshiva. So first the Sotan makes him not to come Friday to Yeshiva. Yeah? That guy really works by night in it. Yeah? That little Shishi makes sure that he'll be awake, that he will not show up Friday. You say that? The guy already didn't show up Friday. So he does tshuva. Sorry. What happens? All the new bochum come. First Friday, you see the besmedish is full. Second Friday, the chap, you don't have to come Friday. It's not like the yeshiva they came from. Here, you don't have to come Friday. That's what they think. You don't have to. It's not like that. So they don't come. So hundreds of bochum don't come. That all these bochum leave, new bochum come to yeshiva. For years, hundreds and hundreds of bochum are not coming Friday because this bochum missed Friday. So the Sultan carries on working. He sends you packages to Gehenna. He sends you packages. Every year he sends more bochum not to come, and everything is in your schus. So we daven, let the Sultan to start to convince the Eilat not to come. So also Sultan milfoneinu ma'achoreinu. But if the Vodah we're saying now, it's an andere Vodah in Gantz. So Satan milfoneinu not to do the mitzvah. But after we do the mitzvah, he gives us aggravation. It's like you give away your house for Shabbos, for guests. It's so hard, you give it. You come back, they left it dirty. I knew they would leave it dirty. So, you erase the mitzvah. So sometimes, why? I'll tell you, I have a friend, Talmud. He lost his mother. Her name was Machlas. He lost his mother. She was a big Machlas. It's all they had at the house. So the Levaya was Friday afternoon, 3 weeks ago. So the father said that all different strange people came to their house. They didn't own nothing. Everything was taken. Bechler and candles. They didn't have nothing. Everything, the guest, she would say, Alamod, they only borrowed it. They borrowed it. You know, they had all the strange people in the world, they had nothing, no jewelry, everything in the closets, everything the guest would take. He didn't own nothing. A lot of kiruv was done in that house. And the unique way. So the Levi, the husband, said that, you know, she had like a special recipe how to do a pizza at this. 3 o'clock by night, someone is knocking, one of the strangers, banging at the door. He opens, that lady there. She needs the recipe of the pizza. It's like a whole wheat with a kind of ketchup. So he told her, you know, come tomorrow. Mamish not enough kamina now. His wife jumped out of bed and she said, if Hashem send her, it's an Isoyan. Yeah. Why Hashem had to send her? If Hashem wants to wake me up, you know, we wake up in the middle of the night without a reason, yeah? There's an Isoyan to test me if I have koiches to get up. I will lose the opportunity and not answer her. Why do you think she came to the door? There's an Isoyan. I will lose the opportunity? Why Hashem is testing me? I don't know. But she's testing me. It's testing me. So she got up and she gave the recipe. Chazal HaMamshich and tell us that Avrom Avinu Vayokam Avrom Ma'alpne Thomas Sor begins Arba Yichevron Beretz Knan Vayovay Avrom Lispoy Lesoro Velifkoiso. So here was Rebel Povarsky. What is Lispoy Lesoro Velifkoiso? Lispoy Lesoro Velifkoiso. Rambam paskins that you're allowed to be maspid a lady. Was a tzad that for tzniyus issues you can't make a hesped for a lady. Like a lady can't be a chazan. Still, that a lady can do. You don't think a hesped ever says in public you speak about a lady. The Rambam brings two riots from Rami Bar Chome, Safde Le Kalosei De. Frank the Welt, why he doesn't bring a riot from Avram Avinu? But he's put Avram the Sorrow of Elif Koiso. Zog the Bar Bovarsky, Avram was a husband. Rambam starts speaking about that a stranger stands and speaks about a woman. So maybe the Rambam cannot bring a raya from Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu is a husband. Pasuk is Mamshich. And Avram Avinu can't find a kever to kever Sorrow. Ve'yan, toishem atnu li achuz askever imochem ve'ekbor amesi milefonai ve'yan ubneiches shemoeinu adoini nesi elokim ato besecheinu ומבחר כברינו כברס מסכו ויוקם אברום וישתחו להם האורץ והייתי לישראל 400 שקל כסף אברום אבינו בייס דמאור a lot of money. Chazal count this as the Nisoyan number 10 of Avram Avinu. For most of the Rishonim this was the 10th Nisoyan. Hashem promised him Eretz Yisrael. And now he has to buy a piece of land. And before she asks, Avram Avinu passed the Nisoyin of the Akeda. Akeda he passed. Now you have a Nisoyin and we promise you Eretz Yisrael and you can buy it. The order is not the right order. So the Welt says a couple of terutzim and all of them are true. Sometimes you climb a mountain. You could climb the Everest. When I was a kid, you climb. It could be very sharp. Strings, mamish. But in the middle of climbing, if you stop, you fall down. Yeah, you can't stop. It's easy to climb. But it's hard to stand on the top, not to fall. When it's on the sun of the Akeda, fire. About the stadium, was a bacher. He got married 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, 26, 27. He came here to yeshiva, I remember, 8 years ago. His parents didn't want him to come to yeshiva. He ran, he came, he hid it. The FBI was after him. He claimed that there's a cold here. I remember, he came into yeshiva, since he told me you have to take him, we'll take care of him. He was mamash matzliach. after for the whole world, after 2-3 months, I see that he's missing a davening, a shachis, and yeshiva. It's time to go off. Yeah. You see him amol in Shtiblach 7:30, and the bocher is starting to go off the derech. Yeah. But you see, the bocher is not. It's not that bocher. It's not that bocher that you know. 9:15 in the morning instead of 9 o'clock. What's the pshat? I don't understand. You fought the whole world to come to Yishuv. The Teretz is, it's very easy to fight. The small little wars, these are the hard ones. The Shech Nisan, not everyone could fight his prince to come to Yishuv. But a war is easy to run. The daily matzev is a whole different Nisan. So it's a Nisan for Avraham Avinu the Akedah. Oh, but then there's another Nisayon. Hey, Gomish, you know, it's all you can't buy. Reb Dovid Povalsky says it's even more from that. Have a bocher sits and learns 12 hours. It's so hard for him. He learns 12 hours. Mamish, it's hard. He learns 12 hours. And then he goes into a taxi, and the guy tries to cheat him with 5 shekels. He starts to scream on the taxi driver. So you manage to learn 12 hours. It's so hard. 5 shekels makes a difference to you. The second you buy, you go to the store, yeah? 5 shekels, you buy a cake for 5, yeah? So 5 shekels is not a big deal for you. But this is the Teva of the Odom. Avraham Avinu, the whole Nisayon of the Akedah, he passed. But the small Nisayon, it's his karka, his permission, it's not permission. That is a Shvara Nisayon. Then Avraham Avinu sends Eliezer, Vayimer Avraham el Avdi Yisrael Beisoy, Simno Yotchat Tachas Yerechi Vashbiecho Vashem, Shalei Tikach Isho Lebni Mibnei Yisrael Knani Asher Anoichi Yoshe Bekirba. Chaim Brisker, when he would say this, he would say, Avraham Avinu is fakert from the ganze Welt. He says, the whole world, Chazal say, Eliezer was Damesek Eliezer. He ran Hamoyshe Vayikro Avraham el Avdo Iskan Beisoy Hamoyshel B'chol Asher Loi. What is Hamoyshel B'chol Asher Loi? Everything. He was the in charge in the house of Avraham Avinu completely. Hamoyshel B'chol Asher Loi. Hamoyshel B'chol Asher Loi. He's in charge. Moyshel B'chol Asher Loi. He trusts him in millions and billions and everything. Comes to a shidduch, he tells us, make a swear that you will not make a mistake. Says in Ruchnius, it goes for kelt. I give you a mashal. He said the mice from Rabbi Sol Salanter. He came to a city, a guy asked him, he had a white beard, Rabbi Sol Salanter. You're a sheikh at Epshim? He said, Sefer Epshim? He said, after 2 weeks, Rabbi Yisrael went over to that guy, asked if he could borrow from him 500 ruble. Today it was like $3,000. I said, what? He said, no, for 2 days. I said, maybe bring me a ravim. I don't know who you are. Rabbi Yisrael told him, you don't know who I am? You wanted to eat my shechita, it was okay. But to give me 300 rubles, you're not sure who I am? Dr. Chaim, you go to the store. Who said this hotel is okay? The Oilum. Yankel's, you go to Yankel's house. They invite you for Shabbos. No, no, everything is kosher there. That Yankel will ask you in the Shiva, you could buy me $1,000. You say, hey, my son, my father doesn't let you. Yeah? Why? Well, I don't forgive it back. Avraham Avinu was pung fakert. When it came to money, he relies on Eliezer. Oh, when it comes to kashas, make a shvua, my daughter, I need to know where you're taking my ruchnias. The Olam say you're allowed to eat by him. The Olam say that Heksha is okay. I don't want to say the names now, yeah? The Olam say it's okay. The Olam! Bedarach Klal, the Olam say is one person told you. The Olam think it's you yourself. And sometimes you could say the Olam think and they're wrong. The Olam say, Bedarach Klal, one person told you. The Olam say that Rabbanut is okay. I'm not saying. It's not the Olam say. But put your money there. ויאמר לו ועבד אולי לסוב האיש על נכס אחרי אל האורץ האושי וסבינכו אל האורץ אשר יצוס משום ויאמר אישו מלכו ויקח העבד עשור גמלי מגמלי אדוינוב ויילך בכל טוב אדוינוב ביודוי רשי סז מגמלי אדוינוב ניקורים היו משאר גמולים שהם יוצאו זמומים מפני הגזר שלא יירו בשדוי שחיר אליעזר פוט אן דגמלים אזמומו that people will see that it's, you know, that they will not eat. Frag the Medrash, everyone knows the famous Maaseh with Pinchas ben Yair, right? That the horse got stolen and he didn't want to eat nothing. And he came back and he was yelling. So if the Gmalim from the Pinchas ben Yair didn't want to eat nothing, גוז בחמר של בפינחס בן יויר שואל אתם שש יום ולא איתו עם כלום שלא אוכל מהגזל עוד מעט יומוס ויסריחו he went back it was not gemeiser they didn't want it so they asked the Pinchas בן יויר his חמר didn't want to eat so if the חמר of Pinchas בן יויר doesn't eat what doesn't belong to him so Avrom's חמרים מסתם also didn't eat So why Eliezer had to put something on the mouth not to eat? So Rav Zalman Sarotzkin says in his name that Torah, "Al Tzchil Lashem." He knows that they don't eat, but people will say the Gmalim are going open. Person has to know it's not enough that you're okay. Tzchil Lashem. It looks like the Gmalim are going to eat. That is us. But the Chasam Sefer says he doesn't understand. Why they don't ask the kasha before? So the Chasam Sefer says, "As I say, he says, in Eretz Yisrael, Avram had to put the gmali because be'etzem everything belongs to Avram Avinu, like the roim of loit time. Just Avram was a machmir that even Hashem promised him the Oretz." He didn't took it till he got it. So the Chasam Sefer, the Chamorim are not machmir in that Chumra. This is the Chasam Sefer. So the Mele, he had to close them because they were not machmir in the Chumra from Avraham Avinu. When they went out of Eretz Yisrael, then already, they would not eat. The Medrash is only asking it on the Posuk that he was matir it when he came to Lava. Like the Medrash, Mayim Chapir Chumra Ben Yoyah. But all the Gmalim of Avraham Avinu by Lloyd, with all these stories that he didn't let them, they're because it's a Chumra. So there Avraham Avinu had to have it. Look at the Pasuk is Mamshich. Vayomer, Gam Ligmalecha Ashkef, by the time we go back to this famous Lachen, Vayish Mishto Elodas, Vayomer Basmiat, Agidoli, Suppose he says like this. Ve'anar otoivas mare me'oid besulo ve'ish lo yedo. Ve'anar otoivas mare me'oid besulo ve'ish lo yedo. If she's a psulo, for sure that ish lo yedo. So Rashi learns pshat. Besulo mimokim psulim. איש לא ידוע שלא יקדרקו. The spoon brings down. זה תרגו. ואיש לא יודע לו, ואיש לא יטוב לו. Not only that she was not mezana, no one asked her to be mezana. In Rashi, ואיש יפסו לו, מלפונים, ואיש לא ידוע שלא יקדרקו. The spawn brings down the Targum, Ve'ish lo yodalo, Ve'ish lo itovalo. No one asked. What does the God listen to? Zog de Velvin, I wanted to hear this one. It's a very big yesod. Very big yesod. A lot of times, the Bacha tell you, the Bacha, why are you shmuzin in Seder? What I can do? The Olam come over. But why they don't come over to me? Now the flies go where it stinks. See, Alamo, you see like dirt, garbage, all the flies are there. Come to the clean stores, no. Why in the clean stores no flies? Same meat. Go to Pomeranz, clean, no flies. Go to this little butcher, the flies are all over the place. The flies know where to go, where it's schmutz. If every guy stops by that guy, he has a garbage can. If it's in his mouth, if it's in his brain, he has a garbage can. Don't tell me, the oilum come. The oilum invite me. My roommates invite me. He wanted, she's a psulo ve'ish lo yodo. No one asked her to do a ma'ases nus. They knew with Rivka we don't start up. When someone starts up with you, Choshev HaBocha goes, no girl starts to speak to him. If someone starts to speak to you, fix yourself. Fix yourself. No one starts up with me, no one starts up. No one starts up with me. No one never starts up with me. They know who to start up. They smell it. If you feel that someone starts up with you, Eliezer checked Rivka. She's clean and no one is even asking. If you see that someone, and again, if you have a rumor that you see that people, you walk with someone, they say, I don't start to speak to him. Do what Avram did to Lot. He poured now. He poured now. The ish lo yado, the ish lo itovalo. The shvach of Rivka. She's in a mokim of znus. She's in a bad place. No one is asking. The oilum know who to ask. She's manchich. So it's a gewaldig gewold. You know, all the balamusar are busy. The test of, you know, Eliezer to see balas chesed. I'm not taking away. Some people even make shmuzim out of it. I'm not going into that, yeah? All different nadroches leminayim. Some of them are true. When I saw them in Foshim, they say gewaldig kipshat. Why did this? What is this test? So they said pshat like this. And he knew that in the end they would not let her to go. This would happen in the end. They didn't want to let her to go. He says, "Vashem itzliach darki." And he said, "No, Vashem yotzo adovo." He knew if he's not doing a test to prove, he can't come to them and say, "This is the shidduch." Don't tell him, wait till she becomes bigger. He made a test, and it was a proof that she's the one. Now when he came to the parents, he said, "Listen, was a moifus, what I could do?" I said, "Yeah, we saw the moifus, taka, she could go." It says in the pasuk, "Vayoytze oebet klei kesef veklei zov ubgodim." Vayiten leRivka umagdonos nosan leochio. So the Mefarshim asks a kasha. He gave her clay kesef, clay zov, ubgodim. How he knew her size? You could say maybe kind of scarves. I'm kind of shy. Don't ask me kashas. It's like revolt, like the way I saw it. I forgot the name of Ubers. Why he gave him? So some people say, he bought all the sizes and then he gave. Could be. Now, Avram was very wealthy. Ken Zai. The Talmud says, these clothes didn't fit her. But he wanted her to understand what is the style that they go by Avram Avinu. No makes, no animals, you know. He gave her, this is the clothes they sent. Okay, maybe it's too big. Sleeve, you know. He came to that place, he had clothes. Yeah, it doesn't fit, we got a different size. Oh, but he wanted to understand what's Megeda Reims. So he gave Chusum Klei Kesef Klei Zov, he gave McDonald's, he gave Godin. Then the Posuk is Mamshich. I want to say override it. Yitzchok bo mi be'er lachai ro'i v'u yoyshev be'eretz ha'negev v'yeitze Yitzchok l'suach basod l'ifnei serev v'tiso rivko eseineo v'ateres Yitzchok v'tipol me'al ha'gomor. It's the famous, when I was a bocher in Ponovich, here's the famous joke. I don't know if they say it in your days, or they said it in my days. There's not so much difference. That, you know, she knows that she's going to marry Yitzchok. Tokom Rivko no ser, v'terkam na lagmali, v'telech na afi'ish. It's only a bit. Yeah, v'yikach ha'eves Rivko, v'yitzchok bo ma'alachai ro'i, v'yitzi Yitzchok l'suach basode, v'yisraino v'ine gmalim boi. Tiso Rivko eseneo v'tayres Yitzchok v'tipol ma'al ha'gomor. Why she fell? V'tem el ha'eved mi ha'ish hazeh ha'alech basode l'krosenu, v'yem ha'eved hu ha'deini. V'tikach ha'tzoi v'tiskas, v'yisapur ha'eved li'Yitzchok yizkol ha'dvorim asher oso, v'yeh Yitzchok esoro, v'yikach es Rivko, v'yinochem. So why she fell off the camel? This was the whole plan. She's going to marry Yitzchok. So Yitzchok came back from davening mincha, Chazal said. Yitzchok yosuach lasode. Came back from davening mincha. Chazal said Yitzchok was betaken tefilas mincha. But before that was no tefilas mincha. It was only Avram tiken tefilas shachris. She saw him coming back from mincha. Until then it was only shachris. So she thought that he's davening late. So he said, no. Now he's coming back from davening, it's not for me. But people are like, oh, she said, such a husband is coming back now from Shachis, it's not me again. This is the bit. When I was a kid, this was like, everyone knew, this was like one of the famous things that Pashas Chai saw. Things changed with the years. The Ravid says, a Givaldi Kevot. The Ravid says, Yitzchok, I always want to read the Loshon HaRavid, we can't marich on it. Yitzchok bo. L'chur ha'tzorech iyun, lomo bo ha'kosuv lo'ymar sh'Yitzchok bo. Zog Reb Avrom ben HaRavid. V'oyo Yitzchok, olav ha'sholom, rogi lihiporet mimokri meshovoi, leilech el ha'midbor, he would go el ha'midbor, להידבק בדבקות השם וללמוד תורה ויום ישעק בזמן קוצר וחוזר אל מושבו וסיפר הכוסוף. That when she came he was back from learning ותוילס כפי מה שאני מבין זוג דרייבד לא הודיע לבעלי תורה שלא יצחק עליו השלום would stop to go to the Bismedrash because his color came. If he was in the way to the Bismedrash, he would tell her to wait, he would finish his learning, and then he would come back. As he looked at this is the way to grow in Teira, Zog the Ravid. The person has to have his kviyas itim in Teira, and not to let side things to distract it. It's really late, so we'll have to stop.